It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
It's not always easy for an individual to even recognize that they might be going down a path toward domestic violence.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And sometimes hard to call the local police, even though you may be in a bad situation, because maybe that's an unequal relationship. Maybe the abuser is the one who's bringing in the money, paying the bills. And where do you go? Do you have a safety support network? Do you have connections with the faith-based community? Do you even know how to get to a domestic violence shelter? Certainly the police department is there. We can help you through all of those processes, as can the county attorney's office with their victim's assistance unit. But you can also call the National Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They can also provide additional information and help to steer somebody in the right direction to help them get the help that they deserve.
Does the victim necessarily have to file charges? Or if you, as an officer, witness some violent behavior, can you go ahead and file charges without the victim's permission?
Well, actually, we are required to make that arrest if there's probable cause to believe that there was an assault that's occurred. The reason for that, you know, that started to change back in the early, mid-80s across the United States, eventually made its way to Kansas as well, was that we all know how hard it is if you are in a certain kind of a relationship and you don't have the resources to go someplace else. You're dependent on your abuser. And so the mandatory arrest provisions came into being to provide that mandatory break between the two individuals, to hopefully allow the victim some level of time while the abuser is in custody to help him or her find the resources, find a shelter, find family, move, get the help that they need so that there's a break. You always want the victim to pursue charges and show up in court. There was always the potential that maybe the victim wouldn't show up in court down the road. And so then kind of spirals back into the reoccurring assaultive, abusive relationship. Nowadays, we try to teach police officers to do an investigation to the point where that investigation is strong enough that it can stand on its own in court with or without the participation of the victim.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.